Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Day three of the Olympics in Paris, with reports of vandalism hitting multiple telecommunications lines across France. The Park Fire in Northern California exploding over the weekend. It's now bigger than the city of Los Angeles. Renewed fears of a wider war in the Middle East after a deadly strike on a soccer field in the Israeli-controlled Golan Heights. ABC's Jordana Miller with more from Jerusalem.
Hezbollah, which has been firing on northern Israel for months, including the Golan Heights, where there are some of the most important IDF bases. It appears that a Hezbollah rocket, that they misfired one of these, and it slammed into a soccer field Saturday afternoon where a bunch of children and teenagers were just playing soccer.
The president of Venezuela, Nicolas Maduro, claiming to have won his third election. Opposition groups are doubting the legitimacy of the results. This is ABC News.
Fine.
Police in New York City are searching for two male suspects in a deadly shooting on Randall's Island off Manhattan. It happened near a city-run migrant shelter.
We're learning that someone shot a 44-year-old woman in the face as well as the back. Police say she was pronounced dead at Harlem Hospital. Now, according to investigators, someone also shot a 32-year-old man in the throat and a 31-year-old man in the lower back. They're currently fighting for their lives in stable condition at Harlem Hospital.
That's ABC's Crystal Cranmore. A prominent doctors group is worried about overdiagnosis of tongue tie in infants. It's a condition they say is too often treated with unneeded surgery. The American Academy of Pediatrics, the latest society to sound the alarm about the increasing practice of cutting away tongue tissue with scissors or lasers when breastfeeding is difficult. The Academy is citing a study suggesting less than half of babies with tongue tie actually have trouble nursing. The group's encouraging doctors to consider non-surgical options. This is ABC News.
At Uline, the prevailing opinion is, if you don't live it, you don't believe it. The people at Uline believe in hard work, and they live it by being there 24/7 to answer your call, having 41,000 items in stock, and offering same-day shipping from 12 locations across North America. Business owners, sellers, buyers, shippers, and packers believe it. Uline is the hard-working, dependable source for your shipping and industrial supplies. Visit uline.com.
Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Senator Tammy Baldwin is introducing a bill to protect communities from sudden hospital closures. As James Kelly reports, it's a response to what happened in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls this year.
The new legislation is meant to protect communities from the sudden closure of essential hospitals. If passed into law, a closing hospital system would be required to notify the Department of Health and Human Services and develop a plan with public input to connect patients with accessible care. The notification would be required at least 90 days in advance of the closure. I'm James Kelly.
Baldwin is running for re-election against challenger Eric Hovde. Emerald ash borers have been found in all 72 Wisconsin counties as of Friday. The tree-killing pest was first spotted in Wisconsin in 2008. The Department of Natural Resources says one day they'll kill virtually all of Wisconsin's ash trees. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
The Braves are back in Milwaukee. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers host the Atlanta Braves tonight at American Family Field. Colin Ray on the mound for the Crew. The Brewers with a 6-2 win yesterday to avoid being swept by the Marlins. Tobias Myers giving up a home run to Miami on his very first pitch of the game. Pat Murphy and how badly they needed the W.
Yeah, it was much needed, much needed. I thought the pitching too. I thought Tobias didn't have his best stuff, didn't have his best outing, but he's been great for us all year and did get through four with, you know, give up one run.
NFL, Packers putting on the pads over the weekend, and yeah, there was a few camp fights at practice yesterday. yesterday, Matt LaFleur.
Football's an emotional game, and sometimes tempers do flare, but more than anything, I just want guys to compete and keep each other safe.
Did you address it with them in a meeting Friday?
Every day. Every day.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with a chance of scattered thunderstorms this afternoon into this evening. Our high today, 84, with wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, down to 68. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, warm and humid with a chance of afternoon thunderstorms at a high in the upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
Crude and Dom.
The Kamala Sugar High continues on the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the very next one. But the ice picks are coming out for her. Tune in.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 3 to 6. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Transmitted by wire.
Here is the latest news brought into your own living room.
You'll be hard to satisfy with anything less.
Let's get on something to talk about.
Talk is cheap.
Gib, gib, gib. Who is gossiping?
It's the John and Gordy Show.
This is Hi-Fi Plus.
And that's the way it is.
We'll do it live.
Only on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Take it away, boys. 7
a.m. comes to... Yeah, it came way too fast. I see the leaf blower guy is out on State Street.
Yeah,
again.
There's so many leaves. A lot of leaves at this time of the year. Leaves everywhere.
You know, one of these days they're going to have to wash his shirt, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
How would he get this shirt dirty in a leaf blowing?
Yeah, there's no leaves out there at all.
Well, at least, you know, they gave him headsets now.
Oh, yes.
Because, you know, for a long time, I was going up and down the street couple of weeks ago, and you know, they didn't have headsets, and I was thinking, these are the loudest machines possible. They
and
have
he's carrying it. Yeah.
Leaf blowers.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Right next to your ears.
Yeah, it's not right.
So
my sister's lost her hearing from sitting in front of brass players, I'm sure.
Wow.
Yeah. After 35 years in an orchestra.
Yes.
Playing the oboe. So I'm sure a leaf blower guy's got some issues.
7 minutes past the hour. It's cloudy, 71 degrees, showers and thunderstorms today, highs in the upper 70s. The John and Gordy Show, sponsored by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. You can find them on Madison's east and west sides or online at verlo.com.
Now, I don't have this as a particular story, but I'm looking at Madison Minutes. Mm. And they talked about, you know, going out and voting and having your ID with you, right?
Yeah.
But it brought to mind the idea that Trump is out there saying that you better vote and you better have your ID. But, you know, if you don't have an ID, then there's problems. We could have cheating in the election. And, you know, he said that he won Wisconsin, really. But, you know, in Wisconsin, we have that ID card, you know, like a lot of other states don't have. And to say that we have to have voter ID cards is a lie, because he accused us of cheating and he won the state. And we have ID cards.
But so, in fact, he didn't win the state. Biden won the state.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
The voter ID is, you know, they'll pick anything. You know, they'll blame everything.
He's also saying that this will be the last time you need to vote.
Fascinating.
Right?
He just says stuff.
You vote now, you don't have to vote anymore. I don't know.
Yeah.
It throws it out there.
It's crazy. You know, Martha Raddatz had a moment where she was talking to Sununu.
The governor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she asked him, you know, what is this thing, you know, where he's going to be president for 4 years and after that you won't have to vote anymore? And he goes, oh, that's just typical Trump.
And then she Trumpism. Says,
okay, let's go on to, and then she just completely, well, I guess that was a good answer for her. It wasn't
not
a
wrong.
Good answer for me.
Right.
But that's a huge thing. Why don't we listen to that? It's cut 138, and, you know, when Trump repeatedly states there won't be another election again if he's elected, maybe it's time to take him seriously on this whole thing. Let's check it out.
Get your pen and pad ready. Send this to all your friends. Project 2025 has nothing to do with Donald Trump, his platform, his campaign, or what he wants to do for the future of this country. Nothing. Donald Trump himself came out and said, I don't even know what this Project 2025 is all about. There are a lot of ideas in here that
I don't think that's the right cut.
I don't know. Is it 138? No, 133? Megas are weird.
You're killing me.
No.
This is killing me.
That's killing me.
I'm dying
slowly. I played 138,
here.
So one that I got is Laura Trump.
We're going to work on our labeling
that's Laura Trump.
In the future.
These numbers, you know.
We don't need numbers. We
I got 139 here.
Let's go to 139.
And again, Christians, get out and vote.
Here we go.
Just this time. See? You won't have to do it anymore. Four more years. You know what? It'll be fixed. It'll be fine.
Fixed.
You won't have to vote anymore, my beautiful Christians. I love you, Christians. I'm a Christian. I love you. Get out. You got to get out and vote. In 4 years, you don't have to vote again. We'll have it fixed so good you're not going to have to vote.
I don't understand what he's saying. Why? What on earth could he be meaning?
It doesn't matter what he says. They just eat it all up.
Oh, that's just typical Trump. Yeah, don't worry about what he's saying. Don't even think about that.
But,
can you imagine that?
But
it's going to be fixed.
Okay.
Is that the right word to use?
I don't think so.
Well, he's going to be dictator on day one, right?
It's going to be fixed.
Just one day.
As opposed to rigged, which is what we did previously. Here's
what his campaign says. He was talking about unity. And unifying the country, and experts pointed to his deliberately ambiguous speaking style. You know, I think are they assuming that there will be unity? That somehow the left will somehow see the light and then start agreeing with the MAGA right?
Yeah.
That unity I don't see coming anytime soon.
No.
Okay? All right. And David Lane, an organizer of a conservative Christian pastor group, said the evangelicals in 2028, 2032, and 2036 must raise their civics game to a new level if America is to return to the Judeo-Christian heritage and biblical-based culture laid out by the founders. Anybody see that played out by the founders at all? That we were any kind of Christian nation? It was never true. Fantasyland movement here, folks. It's crazy stuff, you know, and even some of the Christian leaders says that he has overstepped in that comment. So, yeah, it's crazy stuff. But
let's get back to J.D. Vance and his crazy stuff. Because, again, anything that he says, it just gets him in deeper water here.
All right. Well, let's get into some really deep water here. In a stunning new leak, J.D. Vance completely endorses Project 2025, and Donald Trump now can't run away from it. But in this clip, for me, the most stunning moment is the fact that he admits that the Republican movement, the MAGA movement, has lost support in every facet of life. So the only solution is to overthrow the government. I'm not kidding you. This is exactly what he said. Let's play cut 147.
I think that the thing that we have to take away from the last 10 years is that we really need to be really ruthless when it comes to the exercise of power. I was talking about this with someone earlier today, where you remember there was some threat that congressional or Senate Republicans made. If you get rid of the filibuster, we're going to do X, Y, and Z. And you actually look at it, it's like, well, this is not that interesting. So I am a cynic about this and maybe even a little bit of a pessimist, but I think the challenge confronting American conservatives is that we have lost every major powerful institution in the country, except for maybe churches and religious institutions, which of course are weaker now than they've ever been.
No one likes you.
We've lost big business, we've lost finance, we've lost the culture, we've lost the academy. And if we're going to actually really affect real change in the country, it will require us completely replacing the existing ruling class with another ruling class.
There you go.
I say that knowing and hearing myself, it sounds really hard. It is really hard. But I don't think there's like a detent with these people. I don't think there's sort of a compromise that we're going to come with the people who currently actually control the country. Unless we overthrow them in some way, we're going to keep losing.
It's breathtaking.
Isn't that stunning?
It's breathtaking.
He said it out loud.
I think this is one of the biggest cuts over the last two or three weeks. I'm just absolutely stunned. And he admits that the MAGA movement has lost support everywhere, and the only way to take it back is just to overthrow the government.
That's it.
Just overthrow.
Now, I hope Martha Raddatz doesn't get a hold of this one, too. Well, what do you think of that? Oh, he's just being JD. Okay, let's move on to the next question.
Silly.
What the hell? I mean, you hear this stuff. Can they keep any kind of support alive and well for the moderates out there, the undecideds? Is there any way that they can say, well, you know, I don't know, I think it's just a lot of bluster, you know, they're just saying stuff. Is it possible that they aren't frightened by any of these comments at all and overthrow the government, what we have now?
I just think it's too late for Trump to make a change. You know, he's picked J.D. Vance. He's going with J.D. Vance because he's, you know.
Yeah.
Basically, that's the decision. And now I think he probably has a lot of regrets about that.
Do you think?
I think he might, but it's too late to change.
Has he said anything out loud that you've heard that he said, oh, boy.
Well, strategically, no. I mean, we know what happened when Kamala now has replaced Biden. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was just a convulsive moment for the left. Now, you think maybe Trump might take a hint and say, you know what, if I replace my vice president, then another convulsive moment for the right. And it'll start all over again. The cycle will start again. And it could give them an advantage.
Who would they put in place
That would be a really good question.
Pete Buttigieg? Yeah.
Don't think that's going to happen.
Well, he's been on Fox. He's good.
Yeah.
He's not afraid to talk to the right.
No, he's not.
Yeah. Mm.
16 minutes past the hour, and in just a few minutes, we're going to be talking with Brittany Merlot. She spent the week up in Oshkosh at the EAA, and we'll get her thoughts about that. And also, weather for this week. It's looking kind of cloudy and rainy, and it's going to be hot and humid all week long. We're talking about temperatures in the 80s once we get beyond today, and a lot of humidity and more rain, just exactly what we don't need. We're way overboard on the rain.
We're saturated.
Yes.
We're done.
Absolutely.
What do they call us, August, the dog days, right? Why do they call them the dog days? Why do they do that?
That's a great question.
I don't know. Sure. They were thinking of my dog?
Crazy Kraken?
The Kraken? Yeah, the crazy dog? Oh, my God. You know, my wife has trained horses.
Yeah.
We've had two border collies prior to this last one that we have.
That were well-trained and really nice and great.
They automatically went along with things like running into a burr patch. You know, you get the burrs out, you brush them. They're fine. Our two previous border collies, just fine. She is a bucking bronco when it comes to getting up burrs. It's impossible to hold her down. She will not let us do it. She's crazy. I mean, we don't even know where to go with it. And my wife is very tolerant. She's trained animals before, and this is like pushed her
she's
to the edge.
Flummoxed.
How long have you had the dog?
Well, about a year. Yeah.
Girl named Power.
Power, yes.
Mm. And you called her that after you got to know her a little?
No.
No, you called her Power to begin with.
Right, it was our first female dog.
Okay.
And we don't have any females in the home, except for my wife, of course, but we have two sons. So we thought, oh, let's get a female dog and see what happens. And,
see what happens.
It turned out to be a major disaster.
I love her.
Have you thought about obedience training?
Oh, no, she doesn't get along. She doesn't get along with having a lot of dogs around her.
Oh, great.
I mean, she just gets super hyperactive, uncontrollable at that point.
It doesn't work. It just doesn't work.
I want to say hello to Sherry out in Horicon as well. Thanks for the emoji.
Yeah, we appreciate that, Sherry. 18 past the hour. Back with more of John and Gordy for a Monday morning. Coming up.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
Burrow has a lifetime comfort guarantee because you can't risk it when it comes to that all-important, never long enough, cozy dreamland we call sleep. You can't let something like a mystery-made mattress in a box get between you and that much-needed shut-eye. We will adjust the comfort of your mattress for its lifetime, and we call that a lifetime comfort guarantee. And for that, you gotta go to Verlo. American made, locally crafted. Welcome to Verlo.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It starts to rise. Tune it in to make no disguise.
Okay,
John and Gordy on the air. Mad Radio 92.7 Blair.
20 minutes past 7. Cloudy this morning, maybe some showers and thunderstorms developing, highs in the upper 70s, currently 71 degrees here. We hope to be checking in with Brittany Merlot. Did she tell us she was on vacation this week or anything? Do we know?
She just got back to me, a messenger.
Oh,
she wasn't notified that Sam was on vacation, and she's feeling a little under the weather. So she let Sam know this morning, but she didn't know to relay that information to
that's
me.
Too bad. You know, when your weather person is under the weather,
that's
really
bad.
I know.
You know that it's very bad.
Yeah,
she's typical. Typical being under the weather.
Yeah.
And she's like under the weather now. So like,
good point. Yeah.
Under
well, I hope
weather.
She gets better soon.
Well, let's have a potpourri of little cuts. Okay.
Okay.
Potpourri.
What do you got?
Well, I have something. Donald Trump was lamenting at a rally that he wished he had his guitar.
What?
I didn't know he played guitar.
Thing?
I had no idea.
All right. Well, this is. I hope it's cut.
145. You hope. All right.
145. Let's listen.
You know, I have 50,000 people. Elvis didn't have 50, and he had a guitar. I had no guitar. I didn't have the use, right? Elvis had a guitar. He had a lot. We love Elvis, right? But he had a guitar. I don't have a guitar.
I was just like,
what is he?
All right, you know?
And Biden was too old.
Right.
I mean, that's just nonsense.
There goes Uncle Donnie.
You build it
again.
Uncle
he doesn't. What is he talking about? Elvis and a guitar? And
you can build the nation on that. How about Trump vows to build a great Iron Dome defense shield? I don't know what the iron has to do with this, but, you know.
Well, that's what they say is over Israel. I mean, that's what they built, the Iron Dome.
Oh, is that what they call it?
So that's why he's taking off on that.
Invisible.
All right. Well, let's play cut 138.
In my next term, we will build a great Iron Dome missile defense shield over our country, a dome like has never been ever seen before, and it will be entirely made in Minnesota and in the USA. It's going to be fully made in the USA. And Minnesota's got a big piece of it.
Does Minnesota know? Do they know what they're up to?
I don't think so.
Who knows if they
news
know?
To them.
I believe that rally was taking place in Minnesota, pandering to the audience that he was in front of.
How unusual for him to pander.
He doesn't pander, does he?
And, you know,
Not too much.
Here's the thing, though. You know, they have this dome in Israel because they have neighbors who aren't really friendly to them. We have Canada and Mexico to protect us ourselves from. So, do we need a dome from Canada or Mexico?
Sure, we're good.
Do we need some protection?
We got some good relations going on with Trump.
What the hell, right?
Yeah.
It's completely a waste of time and a ridiculous idea, but he's promising to do that. And the cheers, the people love those promises.
Well, he always wants to go bigger and better. You know, he promised the wall. You know, we're going to construct the most beautiful wall ever between us and Mexico. Now it's a dome this time around. The dome.
He's
always been, he's a builder. Yeah, you know, he's a construction
thinking of Brewer Stadium, you know, put the dome over it.
Yeah,
you can open
Minnesota.
It up. You can open it up once in a while.
Yeah, Minnesota has that.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So, okay, this is more corporate. This is a really one of the biggest nightmares anyone could ever imagine.
Well,
if
what are
you've
talking
ever
about?
Been in any kind of business where they have conferences and they get everybody together for a big meeting, then this would be your total nightmare. This is an HR department, human resources department, and they were asked to put on a presentation for the employees.
Some random company that we're not going to know
about.
Yeah,
we know it doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. Okay. They're all the same.
Oh, yes, of course.
Resource departments are all the same.
Yeah.
So anyway, they put this little performance together, and I hope you can kind of understand what these people are saying and singing about. But
how did this meeting go?
You may lose your breath. You may break out into a sweat if you do work at a company that has these meetings. This is one version of what could go wrong. Okay.
Code breaking protocols. Please stick to the handbooks and the training you're used to. I see you stealing print of paper, think you won't get caught, but I will report you.
Oh, oh my gosh.
File a claim. You got a laceration by workers' compensation. You should file a claim. Please log out before you go. Protect sensitive company info. These are places not to pat. My neck, my back. These are.
All right, guys. All right. You see, big head
holy
to get cut
smokes.
Off.
Please log out before you go.
Yes.
Kind of like that.
Protect the company's info.
That was kind of cute. Actually, I have to give them a little credit. Come on, a little credit.
These two big guys are out there dancing and singing that.
I like it.
Oh, no.
We'll have to pass that along to our civic media human resources person.
I think
person.
Nauticon
I think
could do a very...
Like
Jacqueline and Nauticon would do a very nice presentation
there
for
you
us.
Go.
Oh, I'm sure you would.
I think that would be great.
That... Yeah. No, don't... You know, don't give people ideas. Yeah. This
Come
is
on.
Not... This is... I'm not presenting these to give other companies ideas.
No.
You don't want to do this.
We got to run this around the table. We got to run it up the flagpole. We got to put it in the pipe and smoke it. I'm good with
that. I would do that in order to prepare myself for one of these meetings. Definitely. Oh, my God. So,
okay.
You know, you just don't want to be caught in one of those human resource sessions.
No. I'm fine. I'll let it go. I don't have to have it.
But, you know, maybe they were told to make a performance out of it.
Right.
Add some music to the rules and regulations that they want to convey to the employees.
Make it fun.
Exactly.
Make it fun and memorable. By song.
Oh, it's
what
memorable.
What was that last one? Log out before you leave? How did that go? Sing it for us.
Before you go.
Before you go.
You don't want to mess with the company info.
See?
Something like that.
We'll never
forget
it.
Yeah,
pretty
close.
Like we'll
pretty
never
close.
Forget it.
And, you know, with AI, you can come up with these kind of jingles
Actually,
and stuff.
You can.
Yeah, just throw it all into the AI machine, put a few lyrics together, and let it work its magic.
Come on, let's hear it.
But that would have to be an original tune, though.
Yeah.
I don't think it'll use
the go-go
copyright.
Thing, the
copyrighted material.
That was Wham or something.
Yeah, Wham.
Yeah.
Glad we figured that out.
Getting a few texts here.
All right, what we got there?
Well, are you sure you want to read them?
One was about gardening. I was out gardening. This is referring to the Iron Dome.
Luke, Gordy, and John. And you know
that's
who
the
this
one
is
above
from.
That. It just says, have a good week. I think that's
from Sam.
Was that from Sam or Brittany?
He says, hope all is going well in my absence.
Okay, so that's
Sam.
Okay, have a good week.
Well, Sam, thank you.
See, I don't think he abandoned you then. He's,
no.
He's
you
wishing
think he's
you
listening?
Well.
You think he's listening or not?
He must be.
He's somewhere near.
He has to be.
Yeah. This other one says, I was out gardening. This is about the Iron Dome thing, and I saw one of those Canadian missiles flew by.
Yes.
It's about time someone talked about stopping those crazy Canucks.
That's exactly
thank
right.
Thank you for those texts.
Exactly right.
Yeah, that's right.
What's the text line again?
Well, you can do that at 608-879-8255. Or you can get on the Civic Media app, which is a free download, and
you can
get on there and text to your heart's delight.
And by the way, that app is super cool.
Fast.
Because it's
too.
Fast,
yeah.
And you can call or text, but also it has all 20 stations that Civic Media has, a nice
That's
little
it.
Menu.
It's fantastic.
You always want to go to this station, and keep
well,
in mind
yeah,
now,
you're right.
A lot of the Republicans, including Scott Walker, wanted to protect our state from the northern border.
Yes.
Yeah.
Got it.
729, cloudy 71 degrees, showers and thunderstorms today. When we come back, we're going to dip into Media World.
Media World's coming up,
boy.
You bet.
Hang
oh,
on.
Boy. Technology.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Heavy rains across Wisconsin have significantly impacted bug populations. I'm Stephanie Hoff along with you with the Midwest Farm Report on a Monday. There's an insect in particular that can wreak havoc in both farm fields and your home garden. We'll talk about it next.
It isn't a Wisconsin summer without the Wisconsin State Fair. Again this year, the Midwest Farm Report brings you stories from the show ring to the midway and from the food to the auctions. For full Wisconsin State Fair coverage, visit MidwestFarmReport.com or follow along on our podcast. This year's Wisconsin State Fair coverage is sponsored by Gums Farms of Endeavor. Locally owned, Gums Farms brings produce from their family farm to your family's table. Check them out at GumsFarmsWI.com.
Wisconsin's state entomologist PJ Leash says that with the heavy rains that we've seen this spring and summer, he has seen more earwigs. These insects can be problematic for both farmers and gardeners.
A few things stand out to me that I've been seeing some issues with, both in crop fields, but also in home gardens and in ornamental plantings and yards, so flowers and trees and shrubs and things like that. And a couple of things that stand out to me would be some pests like earwigs, which are mostly active after dark, and they can chew notches in leaves. And so if you are a farmer or a gardener and you look at your plants and you can't figure out what's causing the damage, one suggestion I have been throwing out there to folks is head out after dark with a flashlight or a headlamp, because earwigs can cause damage after dark.
PJ Leash is Wisconsin's state entomologist. He's also known as the Wisconsin Bug Guy. We'll take a look at more agribusiness news next.
You're invited to Close Farms and Country Fest in Chippewa County for this year's Farm Technology Days, growing to the tune of success. This year's event features the chance to explore cutting-edge equipment, innovative techniques, and taking a glimpse into the future of agriculture. There's also food trucks, music, and of course, field demos of all kinds. Mark your calendars for August 13th through the 15th and bring the whole family to this year's event. For more information and show details, visit wifarmtechdays.org.
Well, it's official. The first grant recipients for the Agricultural Road Improvement Program have been named, and the money is on its way out. $50 million is going to help rebuild local roads that carry nearly 11 billion pounds of agricultural goods every year. Wisconsin Farm Bureau President Brad Olson says a farmer's largest hurdle to getting products to market is often the road at the end of their driveway. These grants can help remedy those problems. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation got applications for five times the amount of available funding. Wisconsin Farm Bureau encourages growers and local governments who didn't get funding in this round to apply for another $100 million that will become available this fall. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with a chance of scattered thunderstorms this afternoon into this evening. Our high today, 84, with wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, down to 68. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, warm and humid with a chance of afternoon thunderstorms at a high in the upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Looking for a place to kick back, grab a bite, vibe out on great music? Look no further than the Rigby in Madison. They're not just a pub. They're where the action is, with something different every day. Rigby Oki Mondays, Trivia Tuesdays, Single Nights on Wednesdays, and live music Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. Located a block off the Capitol Square at 119 East Main Street, stop by and take a tour of the venue spaces for your next private party. And the rooftop space is now available. For venue reservations and details, email Chelsea at events.rigby@gmail.com.
Maggie Dawn.
Next, have you heard of the recombobulation area? Well, Dan Schaefer's sitting in the host chair, folks. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons at 2.
John Angoli on the radio. 92.7 is the place to
It's the place to be.
7:35, John and Gordy, along with Catherine Lake this morning, joining us, and Luke Mathers sitting in for Sam. Good to have you guys with us this morning.
Where is Sam? What is he doing? Do you know what he's camping?
He's way up north at a camp.
He's camping.
That's
right. He's helping out at a camp, Boy Scout camp?
Oh,
I think so. He's an Eagle Scout. And I know Luke Mathers is also an Eagle Scout. And also Aaron Sommers is an Eagle Scout. And you know, the good thing about being an Eagle Scout, if you're a producer, you can arrest any one of the on-air people and take them to jail if they go over the line. I don't know if you knew that.
No,
or not.
I did not know that.
We could, if we go too far and say something we shouldn't say, he can arrest us and
citizens
have us take
arrest?
A citizen. Well, it's they bigger have, than a citizen's
it's a
arrest.
Scout
it's
arrest.
An Eagle Scout arrest. They can drag us right out of here. Have
that. I'm learning about these powers right now on the air. This is
you
fantastic.
You didn't know that?
See, Sam didn't inform me of all of these different aspects. No, you got to
check
them. I missed it.
That's how he's kept you in line.
I was going to say, Sam does a very good job keeping you guys in line somehow, and I wondered what it was. But
the threat of arrest.
Now we found it.
Police powers.
You got to check the fine print in that Boy Scout manual, man.
Well, now you have two boys. I have a girl, and I'm not going to force her into Girl Scouts. Now she's 14. It's probably too
definitely
late anyway.
Do not do that.
Yeah, but you know, Eagle Scouts, they are not notoriously, they are famously brilliant people.
Well, yes.
Every time I learned somebody was an Eagle Scout or is an Eagle Scout, because you're always an Eagle Scout. Once an Eagle Scout, always an Eagle Scout.
Right.
They are inevitably a very accomplished person.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
Well,
I find that
there are a lot of presidents that have been Eagle Scouts. I know Gerald Ford was an Eagle Scout.
I think Gerald's the only one.
Bad example.
Is that true?
I'm pretty sure.
Just
destroyed my example.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Let me just mention this, that the John and Gordy Show is sponsored by the good people at Verlo Mattress of Madison. You can sleep better. You can dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. Find them on Madison's east and west sides, or just go to verlo.com.
Verlo, good mattress.
Oh, they're great mattresses.
You have
Check
one, don't
out.
You?
I need a mattress. Oh. I'm going to Verlo, and I'm going to get a mattress there.
Okay.
Very soon.
Very good.
Tomorrow, we're going to welcome in a guest from the Stoughton Opera House that will be with us. They have their new season they're getting ready for that begins in the fall. Christina Dolhausen will join us tomorrow from the Stoughton Opera House. Okay.
Stoughton Opera. You love that place. You've heard about that. Mentioned that
I've heard about
many
it.
Times.
I've never been to it, but they have a lot of, every year they have an amazing lineup of performers like Tommy Castro and the Painkillers are going to be there. Also, Davina and the Vagabonds, Los Lobos.
Oh, I know Los Lobos. That's the first name I recognize.
The Squirrel Nut Zippers. Love those guys.
Wait, what?
The Squirrel Nut Zippers. You've never heard of them? Are you kidding me?
I'm afraid.
Oh,
where
my
you
God.
Been?
The Jimmies are going to be there. Asleep at the Wheel is going to be there.
Oh, yeah.
Marty Stewart. I mean, they're
very popular.
So tomorrow we'll talk to Christina Dolhausen about the Stoughton Opera House.
Okay, then.
All right. Okay.
What else now?
I want to check out a little bit of our text here that we got somebody. I told it to write down another. This was they were using AI here to come up with a jingle at work, and so this jingle, inoffensive, but check it out. This is what he did for his job. Watch your language. Be mindful of what you say. No slurs or insults. That's the professional way. Steer clear of jokes that could hurt or offend. Respect all your coworkers. That's where it should end. Keep your comments clean. Don't cross any lines. Inclusive and courteous. That's the workplace design.
Wow.
Discrimination has no place here. That's for sure. Treat everyone equally. That's what we endorse.
But that's the ending.
Exactly.
No rhyme at the end.
Endure.
AI
endure. It's
is
not endorse. It's endure.
Oh, no, it's, yeah.
It says
endure.
Endorse, okay, but it should have been.
Endure.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's an HR
jingle.
Yeah,
put a little
AI?
Jingle together. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. So
okay.
That's pretty cool, huh?
Yeah, it is good.
All right. Well, you don't want to get to Media World?
Yes.
I think
what
it's
did you want to talk about?
World. Don't we have a jingle for Meadle?
I got some spoiler alerts. I'm ready.
All right,
Hit alerts. It.
Let's go.
Hit it, yeah.
All right.
Is this you singing, by the way?
No, this is the Oprahs, a band from years gone by from Madison.
There they were, sitting in the studio, wondering what's it all mean. The signal's black, there's no coming back. They've got to for you?
You know what I know. It's a media world with John and Gordy going round and round. Yeah.
That's well, pretty
that's
cute.
What we, that's what we call their old TV.
Cable access show, media show. About 1989, 1990-ish, something like that.
Right here in Madison.
Yeah. So they made a little theme song for us.
The Old Bros. Are they still together?
I don't think so. I think Jay Moran is still around. I saw his name actually at the at Atwood Fest.
Jay Moran, yes.
You know Jay Moran, and you know he was in the Old Bros. Mm-hmm. I think he was the leader actually. The Old Bros.
These are my old memories and Common Faces. The Common Faces was a band I used to go see all the time.
Yeah.
In the '90s, Asamura, lead singer, is a teacher. I think in Oregon.
Oregon. Okay. Yeah.
Here.
Well, anyway. we had a lot of those musicians from
and
the
they
Madison
came on
area.
And they produced a little song. A lot of them did songs for
another
our show.
Legendary band that we had on, Marcus Bovre,
who
unfortunately passed away a few years ago.
Marcus passed away.
They were a really great band.
Talented.
Yeah. And we donated that show to his family.
Right.
And they have it at the Marcus Bovre website. You can check it out there. It's 30 minutes of solid Marcus. And
on your show.
Yeah. And right. It's just, and it's classic Marcus. So if you can, check that out. It's one of the great programs.
We got to find some Marcus Bovre music to play.
But I have to say that I have one of the biggest regrets was that song you just heard. We never used it as our theme. Why didn't we use it as our theme?
I don't know. We had them on, a number of times.
They went through the trouble of putting that together. And we just played it once and boop. Never thought about it again.
Yeah.
One off.
Yeah.
All right. Why don't we get to, when we got to the
what
theme, let's get to some of the Deadpool information that you brought in this morning.
I don't understand your little Marvel world. I really don't. I just found Deadpool by accident some years ago.
Yeah.
And of course, it's Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah. And all the women.
Anything for Ryan.
You see a lot of butt in this movie.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
So I haven't seen it yet.
Okay.
But I have a good article about all the cameos.
Not the latest movie, but you can see the other two.
Yes, I've seen Deadpool 1, and I think
I saw... A lot of butt in that one.
Okay, yeah. Oh, God, he's so cute. No, he is just...
Really,
the
is
most
he? Do you think so?
Yes!
Really?
No. He's trolling me now, isn't he? I'm getting a little warm.
You're flushed.
I do like Ryan Reynolds. He is my guy. He's the guy. He's just the guy. He's very funny.
Okay.
But then, of course, Hugh Jackman...
Oh,
also,
you gotta love him too.
He's so talented.
He's got so many talents.
When he does the Tony Awards and how he can sing, he's got a tenor's voice. He can get up there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm still single. Cameos. Yeah. Cameos and Deadpool. Do you want to hear about him?
Sure.
It's amazing.
Yeah,
Luke is giving you steely eyes. If you can pull yourself together,
yeah, give us a
spoiler
little...
alert.
He doesn't want to hear about it.
Here's the thing. You know, there are people out there that don't want any kind of hint at what's going to happen in the movie.
Right. Nothing.
Really? One of my sons is that way. He's a Gen Zer. He hates that. He don't even watch trailers because he thinks it gives him too much information.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know people like that. Absolutely.
They can turn down their radio here for a minute.
Yeah, all right, well, so this is a definite spoiler alert.
Luke can just leave the room.
For the really, really, he's turning off, he's taking
his
headphones off.
Yeah,
his headphones are flying
off.
Across the room.
Good idea.
There are a lot of appearances, apparently, cameos in this movie, and I didn't realize that's part of the reason people are really mad about this movie, that it's not good, because there's too many, it's just a cameo fest.
Too many cameos. Okay.
Is that possible to have too many cameos?
A lot of times there are too many. Yeah. They just put them in pointlessly. Yeah.
Now, I don't understand where Deadpool came from. There must be an originating story that I don't understand.
Well, the first movie was his originating story. You said you saw it.
Yeah, I did. So that's it. That's
it.
He begins there.
Okay. Well, it's a comic book, too.
It is a comic book.
Yes.
Yes.
So you want to hear about the
Deadpool? Yeah.
All right.
I'm all ears.
I love this.
Johnny Storm is a character. He's a Marvel character. Okay. Mm-hmm. So Chris Evans appears in the film.
Yeah. Johnny Storm of the Fantastic Four. And he played the Human Torch originally. And then, of course, he became Captain America after that. And he fit that role much better. But Johnny Storm is the Human Torch, and he's going to make a guest appearance. It's fantastic. I did not know that.
Johnny Storm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Reprising his own role.
More cameos?
Yeah. Well, Elektra is in the movie.
Elektra?
Elektra.
Yes.
You know, who's Elektra?
I think an X-Men.
She's an X. Oh, okay, okay.
No, so- no, she was in Daredevil. And she is, she was kind of a villain, but she fell in love. Daredevil and her fell in love. So,
yes.
Okay.
Okay. So right, that would be Jennifer Garner.
So, yeah.
Okay. So no. You knew that.
Oh, and she's going to be in it.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Okay.
She wow.
She played Elektra in the 2002 Ben Affleck version of Daredevil.
That's exactly right. Okay. And now they're like, were together
and
for
I
a while.
And I want to just add to that. Okay, there was a theatrical version of it, of Daredevil, and it was awful. There is a director's cut of Daredevil that is so much better and makes the movie really, really good. So a big thumbs up for me on the director's cut of Daredevil with Ben Affleck.
Thank you very much. Oh, with Ben Affleck. Okay. Mm-hmm. Blade is in it as well. Blade.
Okay, yes. I'm not a big fan of Blade, but
Vampire Hunter.
Yes.
Okay, so that would be Wesley Snipes?
Yep.
That's he's
wow, he's going to be in it.
He's
wow,
in, yeah.
Okay. He played Blade in the 1990s.
Yes, he did.
Yes. And Blade 2.
Yeah, a bunch of movies.
Largely remembered fondly, especially Blade 2, directed by, Guillermo del Toro.
Hmm. Well, I should watch that then.
Ooh.
Ooh, I
okay, settle down, Catherine.
and there's another one, Gambit. Gambit, who's Gambit? He's an X-Man.
Yeah.
Okay. Channing Tatum. Oh, yeah. He's a good one, too. I'm going to go see this movie. I like these boys. Pyro. Who's Pyro? He's an X-Men.
Also an X-Men. An X-Men in all three of the original X-Men that Hugh Jackman was Wolverine in. And the original series, he was one of the main characters.
Aaron Stanford. Whoever he is.
He's reprising the role. So he was the guy that played Pyro in the first trilogy of the X-Men.
All right. There's so many. I'm not going to get through them all. I've got to tell you. We're not going to happen. It's not going to happen.
Luke is even more familiar with it than I
know. I
am.
So help me.
This is painting me that you're making me go through the segment of knowing.
Not.
But that's okay.
No, there's
it's
like
my
a
own
dozen
fault.
More.
I didn't watch the movie this weekend.
It's your own fault.
It's my fault.
But where
yes.
do I start if I want to understand Marvel, not DC? If I want to understand Marvel, where do I start? X-Men? First movie X-Men? Is that? X-Men?
The comic books.
You start with the comic books.
You start
I'm
with the comic books.
I'm not going to start with your comic books. What movie do I have to see?
Fun fact, Brian Kelly, extraordinaire here at Civic Media, his producer. Uncle is one of the creators of Deadpool.
No
Get
kidding.
Yes. Out.
So,
wow.
Yep. So a little tie to Marvel.
That is fantastic.
So okay. What movie can I start with without having to start with the comic
book? Well, if you want to start with movies, even though they're not fantastic movies, is Fantastic Four. You can go with that. Then you can go with
Luke
the
X-Men. Shaking his head.
No,
start
don't
with
even.
Fantastic Four. Why
I just want to know the characters.
I'm curiosity. Why?
It's
why?
Like one of the very first Marvel movies. Very,
but bad movie.
But it's not a good movie.
But bad movie.
Don't
it
do
doesn't
it.
Fit in. If you really want to start, I would start with either The Incredible Hulk or Captain America.
Okay.
Those are the two.
Well, The Incredible Hulk is awful.
But so I love the actor.
Watch,
isn't
don't
that
watch those movies?
The Hulk it's is good. It's, who's the actor? It's
Well, it was in that one. It was somebody that's not anymore. It
that
was
guy,
that guy. Everybody at home is screaming
there were two,
at their radio.
There were two different actors that played the original the Hulk in the two movies that came out.
The two movies, two different actors. Oh, okay.
But it's not the one that appeared in the final Marvel
Mark Ruffalo.
Movies.
Mark Ruffalo. Ruffalo becomes the Hulk, but in the first one, it's from Fight Club. I can't think of his name. I can picture his face.
Fight Club.
It's not Brad Pitt. It's the other one from Fight Club.
He's Hulk. Oh.
Yep.
Yeah. We'll come up with it during the commercial break.
I'll think of it. Yeah. I'll pull it up real quick.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
7:49. Cloudy skies today. Grab that umbrella. You're going to need it. Showers and thunderstorms and highs in the upper 70s. We're coming back with odds and ends, this, that, and the other on the John and Gordy Show with Catherine Lake and Luke Mathers.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is a 1,200-mile footpath started in the 1950s and now running through 30 Wisconsin counties. The Ice Age Trails PR director, Melissa Pyrick, says one group of hikers describes it best.
They started in St. Croix Falls, so they kind of did this North Woods, which is very rural and rustic. And they said they couldn't believe once you get down into the southern part of the state, especially Dane County, all of a sudden it turns into prairies and it's just beautiful.
The trail continues south to Janesville, then back to the northeast and up to Sturgeon Bay. It is also one of just 11 in the country designated as a National Scenic Trail. Learn more about it in your area at iceagetrail.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Who did this theme for you guys?
Michael Massey, who is in a band called Generation Jones, and he was in the back in the 70s and 80s. Chaser. He was in Chaser. And a bunch of other bands, and he's had a wonderful musical career.
He sure has.
He wrote a book not too long ago, and he's been out doing a book tour. But he was at Atwood Fest yesterday. Generation Jones wrapped up the show. I unfortunately missed it.
So did I.
But they were there, and they had a bunch of guest performers, and I hear everything went really well. In fact, they had Gin Chocolate and Bottle Rockets with Sean Del Marks and Beth Killey and Jen Farley. It was a really love fest at Atwood Fest to wrap things up.
He's a musician, you know, he knows all the groups, all the people.
Blah, blah, blah. Gordy's in his music.
Okay, let's get back to the phone lines. Dick has been hanging on the line here for about 10 minutes.
We saw you up there. And
how you doing? What do you got for us this morning?
Two quick things. One outlier on the Eagle Scouts, Scott Walker.
Oh, no.
Yes.
No. I said but every Eagle Scout I've ever met is brilliant.
Tarnished their reputation.
Tarnished it.
Sorry. But on a good note, at the Opera House in Stoughton, years back, saw Roger McGuinn.
Oh wow. From the Birds?
Fantastic. Yeah.
He's still going strong.
The crowd a real lot.
Yeah.
Wow.
He was fantastic. He talked about playing basketball one-on-one against Bob Dylan.
Oh, no way.
Jackson Brown. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was a great night. Yeah.
So you've been to the Stoughton Opera House a number of times?
Couple three.
Yeah. I bet it's gorgeous.
That was the one that was most memorable.
Mm-hmm.
Is it big, small? How's the room?
The only thing I didn't like about it, I guess they've done this now, the seats were, you know, real hard wood.
Mm. Oh.
And now they got the cushions.
Yeah, thank goodness.
It's a beautiful venue.
Yeah, I've heard the acoustics are perfect, too. Yeah. Well, tomorrow we'll be talking with Christina Dullhausen from the Stoughton Opera House, so... Dick, thank you for that comment.
Yeah,
thank you. Appreciate it.
Thanks for calling, Dick.
Yeah, the Viking Brewery is just down the street from that.
Yeah.
So you might want to stop by there.
Get a beer.
Some good beer there. Yep. And the other thing, too, is they have a huge bar now on the main level where the City Hall was.
In the Opera House.
At the Opera House.
Huh.
Yeah. They got a lot of great groups coming and performers coming beginning in September when their season begins. They're going to have Davina and the Vagabonds. I've seen them a number of times. They're amazing. Los Lobos, Squirrel Nut Zippers, Sonny Landreth. They've been around quite a while. I'm sure you've heard.
What are you thinking about when you hear that name?
Marty Stewart. Shush. Asleep at the Wheel. Anyway, we'll find out more about the Stoughton Opera House tomorrow.
I used to live in Stoughton.
For about 20 minutes.
Two months.
That's all you could stand, huh?
Your Kraken's show, because you're just going from one thing to the next. I used to live in Stoughton.
Yeah. Shiny object.
What did you drive there?
I loved it in Stoughton. You'd take in long walks and the beautiful architecture of many of the older houses down there.
Was that when you were working at the Janesville radio station?
Yeah, that
for
nightmare.
About 20 minutes?
Oh, yeah.
You
get fired?
After I lost my job here in town, I took one in Janesville, and I took it for a special reason. It was one of the very first stations to go online, not online, but to be computerized. And I thought, I'm going to get familiar with computers and radio, right?
Right.
And every time I went in, you know how I do show prep? I bring all this stuff in?
Yeah, I do know that.
And I have all these audio cuts and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I put it all in, and by the time I got there in the morning, The computer crashed all the time. Every day it crashed. All my topics are gone. So I just, and we didn't play music.
You just winged it.
Yeah, it was a nightmare. It was an ongoing nightmare. And so that's why I moved back to Madison.
Do you still have dreams about that?
I do.
When you're having your inadequacy feelings, you dream about being in Janesville.
I dream about sitting in the control booth and not having a music or a song to play next.
And now your dreams have come true because you're here.
And there's no music.
Yeah. No music.
Yeah. Yeah, I prepared you for this.
Well,
right?
Yeah.
Did you have inadequacy dreams in radio?
I don't know what you're talking about. Are you
really?
Talking about being on the air and not being ready to go on the air? That dream, always.
Yes.
Like suddenly I can't find the microphone. I don't have it. And then somebody's pointing at you. You're on the air.
And you don't have the music. You don't have all your stuff.
No.
Yeah, I have that dream.
I have that too.
I can't get my CDs. I can't find them. There's too many people in my studio.
Usually it's about television, not radio, because I was in TV much longer than I was in radio. And so it was about being TV weather. I don't have my maps.
The
computer's not working. I don't have the microphone on my tie. I'm not ready. Yeah.
Normal people probably maintain like high school dreams.
You think so?
I think so. Unless you're like maybe fixing cars and a car falls on you all the time when you're, I don't know, you're not inadequacy dreams. What you dream when you're feeling pressured.
Right.
That's what happens
to
you.
Well, you're on radio. What are your inadequacy dreams?
Mine is not finding the CDs and too many people in my shh. I got to get on the air. You got to get out of here.
Yeah.
That
dream.
Weird, huh?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
It is weird.
Yeah.
Now you can replace those dreams with, listening to the radio and hearing somebody talk about Trump all the time.
Yes, well, that's what's happening.
That's your next dream.
Yes.
It's a nightmare some days.
Yeah. I'm just a guest.
I'm hearing about that dream. that's a constant threat from you. That's fine.
Okay.
I remember my idea was to do something with his voice to make it more comical. That's what I wanted to do. I wanted to synthesize Trump's voice just a little bit.
Just to make
so
it weird.
So we could, and so it make it more listenable because
more
we know
weird.
What he sounds like. Yeah.
No, I think you make it more cartoonish.
Yeah, more cartoonish.
Yeah.
Right. And somebody wrote in, Ed Norton
Ed Norton.
The Hulk.
Also
in the last Hulk movie.
Oh, he's the most recent Hulk.
Okay. Yes.
Oh.
No. He's not the most. No, in the first Hulk movie, it was Edward Norton.
No, it wasn't. No, he was the second.
Are you sure?
He was
Lou
the second
Ferrigno
Hulk.
Was the first, I guess.
Yes.
No.
That was the TV show.
No, there was another guy in the very first Hulk movie. There's a different Hulk movie.
And then
Ed Norton was the second Hulk movie. And no one wants to even refer to any of those two movies ever in the Marvel world.
Okay.
I'm looking
Luke,
it up,
Luke is,
but I'm not finding
Luke
it.
Is not believing
you,
I don't
check
think.
It out? Yeah.
I think you guys are going to have a conversation about this.
No. All he has to do is look it up and it's there. But I can't remember the actor's name. I can't remember.
Well, we'll do a little research on that and we'll see what we can.
I think
that was the TV guy.
Yeah. I think Ang
Eric,
Lee
Eric Bana.
Did that one? I'm not sure.
Eric Bana?
Eric Bana.
Eric Banner is the name of the Hulk.
Bruce Banner. You know that name?
That one at all?
Yeah. That's the other movie.
Well, we could go on and on about this for the rest of the day, but guess what? We're out of time.
Oh.
Catherine Lake, thanks for joining us this morning. Are you going to come back tomorrow morning?
I'm thinking about it.
You're debating about that.
Debating.
Luke Mathers, you going to be with us tomorrow morning?
I'll be here bright and early.
All right.
All week.
That's going to do it for John and Gordy. Thanks for joining us. You have a wonderful day. Oh, look, the rain is coming down now. Yeah. All right. Have a great day. We'll talk to you bright and early tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. So long.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Jane Matt Nair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we talk to the organization Parents as Teachers, what that would mean for you, mom and dad, and your kids. Plus, all the news from the weekend, we'll recap it. Join us.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
When it's time for better storage, Dakota is the solution. Menards carries a variety of ways to organize your home, including Dakota Cube Storage Organizers. They're great to fight clutter, and with several options available, there's a Dakota Cube Storage solution to fit any style. Save big money on Dakota Organizers at Menards. America's number one home improvement retailer for customer satisfaction, according to J.D. Power. For J.D. Power 2024 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Save big money at Menards.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.